From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nicole Ogrisco with the news on This Day in Maine, Tuesday, September 16th, 2025. The U.S. Department of Justice is suing Maine over Secretary of State Shenna Bellows' refusal to hand over complete copies of Maine's voter registration rolls. Kevin Miller has more.
The DOJ announced Tuesday that it is suing Maine and Oregon, as well as their secretaries of state, over their failure to turn over detailed information about voters and maintenance of voter lists. Earlier this month, Bellows declined a second information request from the DOJ, because she said it would require her to disclose voters' sensitive personal information, and that the department had not provided adequate legal justification for the demands. Bellows, who was seeking the Democratic nomination for governor, accused the Trump administration of engaging in a, quote, fishing expedition. In a statement, Justice Department Assistant Attorney General Harmeet Dhillon said, quote, states simply cannot pick and choose which federal laws they will comply with, including our voting laws. The department has requested voter information from roughly 24 states so far. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Kevin Miller.
An expensive proposal to overhaul Central Maine Power's distribution system is facing pushback from opponents, including Governor Janet Mills. As Peter McGuire reports, critics say the electric utility is ignoring the economic struggles of its customers and undermining state law.
CMP wants regulators to allow it to increase spending by almost $500 million over 5 years to make its grid more reliable in the face of extreme storms. But Dan Burgess from the Governor's Energy Office says the plan would jack up already expensive electric bills. And he says it circumvents a public grid planning process mandated by lawmakers 3 years ago.
That's what's, you know, required of the utilities. And so to kind of put forward this unprecedented rate increase forward without having even completed that, I think we see as problematic.
The CMP proposal would increase residential bills by $35 a month by the end of the decade to pay for new equipment, poles, and hire 400 employees, including line workers. The Maine Public Utilities Commission will hold two public hearings on the proposal in October. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Peter McGuire.
Meantime, Maine will buy renewable power from five developments selected for contracts by state regulators. Public Utilities Commission Chair Phil Bartlett says the projects will generate more than 250 megawatts of power. The bidding process was fast-tracked as congressional Republicans stripped financial incentives from clean energy developments.
We also are cognizant of the fact that there are changes in federal law, federal tax policy, that could affect projects. And this expedited timetable also gave projects the best opportunity to qualify for those tax credits.
Selected projects include four solar farms and a hydroelectric facility. The commission will release more details about the winning projects after it finalizes contracts. A 24-year-old man from Cornish has been arrested after police say he made threats toward the University of New England in Biddeford. Investigators say Blake Tibbetts made the comments at a restaurant in Cornish yesterday morning. They say the FBI assisted Maine State Police and the State Fire Marshal's office in search of Tibbetts' residence and found bomb-making materials. Tibbetts was detained, evaluated at a local hospital, and transported to York County Jail, where he's being held on $500,000 cash bail. He is charged with criminal attempt to cause a catastrophe, criminal use of explosives, and terrorizing. In a statement, UNE officials say when they learned of the threat, they increased security on the Biddeford and Portland campuses. The Portland City Council last night unanimously passed a resolution condemning federal immigration enforcement tactics in the city after ICE arrested a parent near an elementary school last week. The resolution specifically condemns the use of unmarked vehicles and masked agents. It calls on the Department of Homeland Security, which oversees both ICE and Border Patrol, to implement identification standards for all field agents. It also calls for advance notification of enforcement operations. The council directed two subcommittees to consider policies that would enhance, quote, transparency and public safety in immigration enforcement, while also protecting residents' civil rights. Public health officials in Maine say they're worried that a federal advisory committee will recommend that the hepatitis B vaccine not be given to children under the age of four. Maine CDC Director Dr. Pateri Vaugh says decades of evidence shows that the current strategy of giving the vaccine to newborns is safe and effective. Vaugh says before the early 90s, immunization efforts focused on groups considered at highest risk, which didn't significantly lower infection rates.
And that's what was missing before, is that we were targeting people based on risk factors, but we weren't going upstream. But with this birth dose and the series of the hepatitis B vaccine, what we did instead was we went way upstream and interrupted a critical transmission route.
That resulted in a 99% drop of acute hepatitis B cases in children and teens. Hepatitis B is a liver disease that's transmitted by body fluids that can happen through syringe drug use, sexual contact, during pregnancy and birth, and by sharing personal items such as toothbrushes or towels with an infected person. The Appalachian Mountain Club has secured funding needed to completely manage and own nearly 100,000 contiguous acres of forest land in Maine's 100-mile wilderness. The AMC announced 2 years ago that it had purchased and planned to conserve the 29,000-acre Barnard Forest in Piscataquis County. The area is adjacent to more than 100,000 acres that the AMC already owns. Now, President and CEO Nicole Zussman says the AMC has the funding needed to own the land entirely and manage and improve the area so that the public can use it for the first time in about two decades.
So we will immediately be rebuilding the roads, rebuilding the trails. It will be open to the community for all types of recreation, ranging from hiking to biking to ATVing, for anglers, for fishing.
The AMC completed its fundraising efforts for the Barnard Forest with a $10 million donation from MathWorks, a math computing software company. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Coming up on Maine Calling at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning, History Matters, a posthumous collection of essays from Pulitzer Prize-winning author David McCullough. I'm Nicole Ugrisco. Thanks for listening.